Are you designing your podcast to fail without realizing it? That is a question we'll be answering in this episode. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you'll discover how most podcasters are ruining their chances of reaching new listeners because of this one silly mistake.
A quick way to make your worst performing episodes wildly attractive without redoing the content.
And a client example who used this principle to grow from 500 to 3,500 monthly downloads in just 6 months.
So look, Anthony, it's a beautiful day. We're actually together recording podcasts in rural Vietnam, out on our balcony. There's green all around us. We're overlooking a flowing river. And life is beautiful right now. It always is, but especially right now. So top it off and tell me a really good story.
Imagine you're a doctor in New York and you're trying to start up your own clinic. You want to have a successful clinic where a ton of people come to. And okay. You realize there's a bunch of thriving businesses and a bunch of failing businesses.
I mean, I just said how I'm appreciating where we are right now and you're making me like imagine being in New York.
Busy New York. Hectic.
Okay.
You know?
Right, all right, fine. I'll indulge you.
Anyways, you meet this guy, Francis Michael. Speak to them both. They're both amazing, both highly qualified, and both been in the game for a very long time when it comes to their doctor and clinics.
Okay.
However, a massive difference. Francis is kind of failing and not doing very well.
Okay.
Michael is absolutely thriving. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to put on my walking boots. I'm going to go and see what the hell these two guys are doing differently.
So they're both really good at what they do, but one business is growing, one is dying, right?
Correct, yes.
Doctor business. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, they've got their own clinics.
What gives?
So you go to Francis first, and the first thing you notice is you see a massive sign that the name of his clinic is called Advanced Cardiac Treatment for Myocardial Infraction.
Advanced what?
My exact thoughts. That's the name of his store.
Okay.
And you realize you're there for a couple of days and realize, wow, no one's actually walking in. Like, this really is dying. This is not a good spot to be in. And then across the street, you go to Michael's. And Michael has a very clear sign at the top of a store, which is called Scared of Heart Attacks? Get immediate help here.
Ah, okay.
You're there for about 5 minutes and he's already packed, constantly packed, 24/7. He says to you, hey, look, if you saw my calendar, you'd have a heart attack. So stay away, right?
Okay, nice.
Now look, here's the thing. Both of these doctors have the exact same treatment. So what's the difference? Well, the difference is, Ty, one expert, one of the doctors, is using inside lingo that only people in the medical field actually understand. Whereas the other, Michael, is speaking in very general terms that the average person searching would actually know that, hey, this is something that I need. If someone's worried and scared of a heart attack, they would go to the clinic. Hence why he's packed, because it clearly communicates exactly who it's actually for.
Wow. What a difference. And get in there, Michael. Well, look, let's make sure I understand this correctly. Let's move back over to podcasting.
Yeah, I know.
I was enjoying where we are. So let's take two episode titles as the equivalent, right? Let's say episode one is how to create a keyword sentence for your show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And episode two is called Fix Slow and Steady Podcast Growth by Just Adding 5 words to your show notes. Which would you click?
B, the second one.
Yep. No doubt, right?
No doubt.
And why? Why would you click on it?
Well, if I'm stuck with slow and steady growth and I can add 5 words to my show notes, that sounds fantastic. That sounds like something that I personally need.
Okay. But what about the first one? Because the first one still helps as well, by the way, if you're in that situation. Why wouldn't you click on how to create a keyword sentence for your show notes?
Well, probably because I don't know what keyword sentence is. I don't know why I'll need it. And I didn't really see why it'd be relevant for me. So I'm not going to invest my precious time just on a show. That's essentially a gamble. I don't really know what the value proposition is there. It's not really clear why it's for me.
And this is exactly the problem, right? Many podcasters are stuck accidentally often creating episodes and podcasts for the inner circle. Sounds a bit culty, but it's really just a small minority fraction of your audience who are solution aware. And in this case, it would be the small percentage of podcasters that understand that a keyword sentence in their show notes is something that can help them grow a little bit. Or, in the initial example, a small fraction of the public that understand that advanced cardiac is actually the solution to a heart attack. Hopefully it is, by the way. I don't know if it is. Now, for someone to click on the first episode, again, like Anthony said, they'd have to understand what a keyword sentence is. First hurdle most people are going to fall, right? They need to understand why it will help them and why the entire advice is relevant to them in their situation. On the flip side, the second episode, Fix Slow and Steady Podcast Growth by just adding 5 words to your show notes, that appeals to a much broader mass of podcasters because it targets the problem rather than solution. And podcasters, way more podcasters understand that they're not growing and they want to grow than they do understand that keyword sentence is this little thing that can help a little bit. And by the way, keyword sentence is an example. It's not a make or break, right?
And to clarify for listeners, I can imagine listeners probably thinking, you keep saying problem aware, solution aware. In this situation, solution aware is simply one sentence keyword to grow your podcast. But if you don't know what that is, problem aware is, well, everyone who has the problem of slow and steady growth are going to want to fix slow and steady podcast growth.
Exactly. And again, inner circle might understand, might have even heard of a keyword sentence before. An inner circle might have heard of cardiac blah, blah, blah before. Outer circle, i.e. the vast majority, like 90%+ of either demographic, are going to understand that they want to fix slow and steady growth, or are going to know that they are having a heart attack.
Now, that's all high level, and that it does make sense what you're saying, but I want to kind of bring it back down to earth for a lot of the listeners. And I want to show them practically how this plays out and how actually them making this mistake really is costing them listeners. Because again, it sounds great high level, but low level, what does it mean? So think about it. Let's say we have the two titles and I'm promoting all day and all night on social media. And I'm saying, you know, with a title, create keyword sentence for your show notes. 1,000 people who are my ideal listeners who would love my podcast see that. What's our likelihood that I have a high conversion rate of strangers who view my title clicking on the social media promotion and then listen to the episode? Very low, right?
Very low.
It's not very low.
Nope.
But if I do the exact same episode promoted in a different way where the title is Fix Slow and Steady Growth by adding just 5 words to your show notes, that's way more attractive. Out of 1,000 people, a way high percentage are going to convert into an active listener.
Right. So what you're saying is all of your efforts to grow and promote the podcast, how relevant this title is, and really, if you're targeting people who are problem aware, the majority versus solution aware, a small minority, that difference is a total deal breaker because there's such a huge multiplier in how well your promotions will work and how effective your efforts into the podcast will be.
Absolutely.
And by the way, this isn't just with episode titles specifically. This is with your entire marketing. And you know, I don't want to now make this not practical again, but just to show you another example of how this can apply. We had a client who joined the Get More Listeners Academy. Well, we have many of them, but this client in particular, who I'm thinking of, was stuck at around 500 downloads a month around 6 months ago today. And he's a very talented practitioner who specializes in a particular modality, which is called the work of Byron Katie.
Say what?
It's actually called the work of Byron Katie, by the way. That's part of the name. Now, you probably don't know who Byron Katie is, right? We didn't either. And again, it's a pretty niche thing. And so this client was thinking of changing the show name to include the work of Byron Katie in the show name. What we do inside the academy, we often go through a rebrand of sorts. And to grow, it often involves a name change or change in certain aspects. And if this client had changed his podcast name to say something about the work of Byron Katie, which, by the way, is a tool that helps people reduce stress, then guess what? The vast majority of potential listeners that can really benefit from his show because they are stressed would completely bypass it because they would just see it and not know what the work of Byron Katie is. And so they would never listen, right? And that's a sad thing because, again, very valuable content cannot reach the people that it applies to. In fact, it would be like two ships passing in the night, all because it's targeting solution aware and not problem aware. And so what Todd, this client, did actually is change his name to Stress Management for Highly Sensitive People, which is totally problem aware, right? Stress management.
Yeah.
Does what
highly
it says
sensitive
on the tip.
People.
Exactly, right? It doesn't get much clearer. And guess what happened? He 7x'd his growth and is now getting over 3,500 downloads a month, a mere 6 months after joining the program. And that's an example of how this can work in different areas of your podcast, even such as your name, right? And we could give a million examples of how it applies to different areas. But look, instead, let's tie off with something practical you can do to go and test this out for yourself, to go and prove this to yourself.
So a simple thing that you can do is you can look through your worst performing episodes and ask yourself, how can I make this episode title way more problem aware? So that when the ideal listener or ideal client comes across the show, comes across this episode, they know immediately this is an episode for them. There's no question about it.
That's it. You can go back, see your worst downloaded episodes, your lowest downloaded episodes, and rewrite the title to make sure the focus is now a problem that your potential listeners would be aware of. Do it. Try it out. Honestly, do it as soon as you have the chance after this episode and see what happens.
So what is the principle here, Tig?
Well, the principle is that every part of your marketing, and it, you know, the easy example being titles, you're either targeting people who are problem aware or solution aware. And there's other levels of awareness as well, but those are the main ones. Now, the principle here is that by marketing your podcast only to people who are solution aware, you are closing off your podcast to only a fraction of the people who are aware of the solution. And if we did that, then you might not even be listening to our podcast right now. But instead, our podcast is called Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, as an example, and you probably found it and listened because your podcast wasn't growing. And so here's the principle. Rather than solution aware, focus on problem aware marketing that 100% of your audience can understand, even if they've never heard of you or your particular mechanisms before. This will be much more effective to everything you do to promote the podcast. Your conversions will be way higher, whether that's on social media or whether that's just purely the amount of people that see your episode and click on it.
So look, what we love to do with these episodes is kind of, again, go to the high level and then bring it right down to earth, giving you very, very simple ways to apply these methods, these tactics, these strategies in order to grow your podcast. But we are also aware that a lot of you might be struggling when it comes to, maybe you find yourself getting bogged down in the wrong details. Maybe you're find yourself second guessing around how to actually grow the podcast. Are you making the right decision? Are you taking the right steps? And if that's you and you don't want to stay stuck in this cycle and you want to reach a wider audience and you want to grow and monetize your podcast way faster, that's the exact reason why we created a specific training that shows you how entrepreneurs are breaking past slow and steady growth and earning $12,000 or more in as little as 90 days by following a simple four-step growth and monetization system. So if you want access to the insight of how, again, these shows are growing and monetizing way more than what you possibly think, go to getmorelisteners.com/growth and monetization and you'll have instant access to the training